Listening to Press Row on Chattanooga's sports leader, ESPN 105.1 The Zone and ESPNChattanooga.com.
Welcome back into Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. David Pascal along with Jay Greese and Wells Guthrie producing the show. Hoping everybody out there is having a terrific, terrific Tuesday. This 5 o'clock hour is brought to you by American Air HVAC, which knows that every home has a different comfort need. With Wi-Fi systems, American Air HVAC can offer off-site troubleshooting and system monitoring. For better dependable product and service, call our friends at American Air HVAC, 423-238-6848, or you can visit them online at AmericanAirHVAC.com. You hear the thunderstruck, you know that that welcomes in our weekly segment with UTC basketball coach Matt McCall, named today as the SoCon Coach of the Year. Trey McClain, Justin Toyo make the all-conference team. This all on the heels of UTC's 67-65 win last night over VMI that clinched the outright SoCon title. So, Coach, I bring you in with a congratulations to you and your players.
I appreciate it, man. You know, obviously, last night being able to clinch it outright was important. It was important for our team and important for our players, and to do something that hasn't been done here in a long, long time. And just excited for these guys because they definitely deserve it. And they've worked hard for it, and they've been through a lot. And, you know, like we've always talked about, some of these guys are on their third or fourth head coach, and for them to experience that, I'm happy for them. And obviously, you know, we took today off, traveling back, and now it's time to get refocused for a whole new season that begins this weekend.
Given what you just said, I mean, the long journey that it was, I mean, was there relief last night after the close call, or was there a legitimate celebration in that locker room? What was that locker room like afterward?
Well, first of all, we almost went out and shot a couple more free throws to see if we could make any. In the locker room after the game, it was exciting. Listen, we've talked about this before. Wins this time of year are really hard to come by. I don't care who you're playing, where you're playing. It's difficult to win this time of year because teams are playing their best. And there's a lot on the line every game you play. And, you know, last night's no different. You go to VMI. If you look at VMI's home games, every single one of them this year have been close. Whether it's us, ETSU, Furman, they beat Mercer there. They beat Greensboro there. We knew it was going to be a close game. Obviously, there's some things that we wish we could have done differently in the game. Obviously, we struggled from the free throw line and missed some layups and had some wide open looks. But, you know, at the end of the day, we expected the game to be close because they're a completely different team at home. So, you know, absolutely, the locker room after the game, you know, we were celebrating. And I wanted our guys to celebrate because, you know, what they accomplished this season during the regular season is impressive, and they needed to celebrate. And I think there's only three or four teams, Kansas being one of them, Little Rock's the other one, and maybe one other that has 26 wins in the regular season right now. And that needs to be celebrated, and we had a good time in the locker room after the game, and those guys deserve it.
You talk about refocusing, and I know you've said a couple of times on the show when you guys have slipped up, and there hadn't been many of those, that focus has been an issue. But do you see that being a problem this week, given that it's the tournament, and given you're going to play the Samford VMI winner, the last two teams you've played, and obviously Saturday it took you a while to put Samford away late and the close call last night, do you sense that focus should be any problem, given that these two opponents are both very fresh on your minds?
I don't think the focus going into the tournament will be a problem at all. I think it's really, really difficult to beat teams three times. I don't care who you're playing. We went through that at Florida a couple of years ago when we went 18-0 in the league and then, you know, played Missouri, Tennessee, and Kentucky on the way to winning the SEC tournament. So it's difficult to play teams for a third time. And I think our guys will be focused. I think they're excited. I think that, you know, a little bit of a weight has been lifted off their shoulders for now winning a championship, which is good. I think the situations the last two games we've been in, being in close games, closing out close games with victories in both of them, I think is good for our team. I think they're good teaching points. obviously, I think a lot from last night we can take. You know, you have a 10-point lead with 2 minutes to go. And, you know, we took a quick shot there with 2 minutes to go. They come down and score. I think there was three or four loose balls on one possession. They got every single one of them. Those are all teaching points for our team, and I think that it's good for us right now. And we're going to take these next 3 days and really, really get focused and tweak a couple things both on both ends of the floor and work on some different special situations, because I think, you know, this weekend coming up, we're going to be in a lot of them. And we'll be prepared for them and excited for the tournament, no question about it.
You're listening to newly crowned Southern Conference Coach of the Year, Matt McCall, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.
There's still a lot of opportunities to change the narrative of what's in front of you, but what's the lasting memory you have of this regular season, Coach?
Man, I just think these players, I really do, Jay. You know, I think that the way that they've handled everything all year, even me getting the job, I think, and we've talked about this before, I think in a lot of times in those situations, you see teams divide, you see guys transfer, and that didn't happen. And I think that that's why this group is special, because they decided to come together and try to do something special. And what they've done up to this point in the year needs to be celebrated, because they're a special and unique group. Obviously, we got to be at our best. We got to be at our best this weekend coming up, and we're going to prepare for that. And we're going to use these next 3 days to prepare. But just our players. I mean, just a unique group from you know, our starting five to our bench to our seniors, to our freshman class. Just these players. I think they're such a special group. And you know, I've been around a lot of good teams and coached a lot of guys. And this is one of my favorites, no question about it, if not my favorite, because they put the team first, and none of them are at all wrapped up in individual success. And when you have that, you have a chance to do something special. So, I mean, I couldn't be prouder of these guys. And just, you know, obviously we've had, you know, some tremendous wins and been through a lot as a team even since April. But, you know, just a specific memory, it's hard to pinpoint one. But, you know, just these guys, these players, our senior class, I'll never forget these guys for sure.
Considering this is your first year as the head coach, what has been the most surprising thing you have learned doing it and being the top dog of your own program now that the regular season is complete?
Well, I think the biggest thing is just, you know, continue to manage my time, you know, always trying to put our team and our program first when it comes to my job. And, you know, managing your time, because as an assistant, you know, you're not having to deal with the media or boosters or, you know, trying to raise money for your program or anything like that. So, you know, just trying to manage my time the best I possibly can. And, I don't think I've had very many surprises. I think when you have a veteran group, like we have, some of the things and learning curves that I've had to go through, really helps when you have an older team. And you know, those players, man, they've done an unbelievable job. Just, you know, if they have an idea in practice or in a game, if they think something's not working, they'll you know, they have the freedom to talk to me about that. And that's beneficial, having a veteran team. So not too many surprises for me. Obviously, just, you know, being a head coach, different responsibilities off the floor that you have to deal with. But again, having a veteran team and this group of guys has made this transition for me a lot smoother.
You're listening to Matt McCall, the UTC basketball coach and SoCon Coach of the Year, here on Press Row on ESPN 105.1 The Zone. I know this is your first year, but you've got a roster of players that have never won a SoCon game. I know it was a snag. It snagged a couple of Will's really good teams. Is that, I mean, I'm sure they will either hear or read about that this week. Is that something you even address, or do you get it over with? What do you... I know this team doesn't reflect the past, but that will be brought up. How do you handle that?
Well, I think the biggest thing that I'm going to talk to our team about all week is, listen, you know, rankings, records, seedings, none of that stuff matters right now. The only thing that matters is the team that is going to go to the NCAA tournament from the Southern Conference is the team that plays the best for these next 3 days. That's the bottom line. And what's happened in the past, has no bearing on what's going on right now. And we have to focus on right now. And I'm going to continue to talk to these guys about that. And our record will have no effect on the game on Saturday, regardless of who we play. And we need to expect a close game. And we need to understand that the game on Saturday is going to be close. And we're prepared for that. We're built to handle that. And, you know, whatever's happened in the past has no bearing on this tournament. And the team that is playing the best in the Southern Conference going into this weekend is the team that's going to win this tournament. And we need to be playing our best, because if we're playing our best, then I like our chances. But we need to get better this week in practice, and we need to prepare to play our best, because it doesn't matter what our record is or what our seed is. Playing our best is what will get us to the NCAA tournament, and that's what we need to focus on. Not what's happened this season, not what happened last season, just what's going to happen right in front of us. And you know, obviously we're looking forward to the challenge.
You know, it's a very unfortunate situation what happened at Mercer, and they have struggled down the stretch. But really, you could argue that's the only team that has struggled down the stretch. I mean, UNCG, Western Carolina. I mean, you've seen firsthand what these teams can do. Even the winner of your first game, how well VMI and Samford can play. It's a wide, wide open tournament, isn't it? Even though you've got the best record, I mean, this thing is wide open, isn't it?
There's no question. I think that this year, we've talked about this before, there's so much parity in the Southern Conference. And, you know, this is, again, this tournament's going to come down to who is playing their best at this point in time, who focuses on their job the most, who's most locked in on their assignments, both offensively and defensively. And, you know, you got some really, really good teams. I think Greensboro is a team that, you know, early on in the year, no one expected them to have the year that they're having right now. And, you know, top to bottom, they're one of the more talented teams in our league. You know, Wofford, you know, there's another team that, you know, their success in previous years and being in a tournament setting, they could end up winning the tournament. You know, Furman's having a great year. ETSU, obviously, you know, they lose four games all year in the league. Two of them were to us. So, I mean, it's just, you know, Western Carolina is now playing well. There's just so many teams in our league that are peaking at the right time, and it's exciting. And this tournament's going to be fun, and we're excited for it. I know as a coach, I'm really excited for it, and excited for the week here of practice to get these guys prepared and, you know, locked in on the things we need to do. It's good right now that we can focus on ourselves, not knowing who we're going to play. And then I think it's also beneficial that the two teams, you know, the team that we could play are the previous two teams that we've played, so that it's fresh in our minds.
All right, and before we let you go, I didn't know if you had a chance after Saturday's game, if you had a chance to watch any of the Golden State OKC game, one of the best
regular season.
Well, I was wondering if you had talked with Billy, your boy Billy D, and what he had to say after a game like that, because that left everybody saying, wow.
You know what? I haven't talked to Coach since then. I got in a little trouble with my wife because she was at the game with Brooklyn and Kylie, and we ended up grabbing a bite to eat after our game. And, you know, she wanted to watch a show on TV, and I made her stay up till 11:45, 11:50, I think, when the game ended at night to watch Coach Donovan, and then ended up losing in overtime. But I mean, I got in an argument with our staff the other day. I mean, I think Steph Curry is the best offensive player maybe ever. And our staff got upset with me, and the Michael Jordan comment came out. I said, I didn't say he was the best player, but offensively, I don't know how you stop the guy. And then you run two guys at him, and he's flipping it around, and he's such a good passer too. And, I mean, a guy made a 40-footer to win the game. How do you stop that? You know, it was. I stayed up all night watching that game. Then I had to stay up a little later watching our game versus Samford. So I got in a little bit of trouble with my wife on that one. But what a game! That was exciting.
Well, Coach, as always, we thank you so much. And of course, next week when we visit, we'll know your fate. Hopefully, it's the NCAA, but the NIT gets stronger and stronger, and you've already clinched a spot in that as a result of what you've already done. So, congratulations of what you've accomplished so far, and best wishes for accomplishing even more in Asheville.
Appreciate you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
That sounds great. UTC basketball coach Matt McCall, your Southern Conference Coach of the Year, will reopen the Hardee's Hotline at 648-1051. You're listening to Press Row here on ESPN 105.1 The Zone.